Murphy shook her head. And you were able to set him up for it?
You have to have 3 current members of the Accords vouch for you to sign on, I said. I told him I'd be one of them.
You can speak for the Council in this?
When it comes to defending and protecting my area of responsibility as a warden, I damn well can. If the Council doesn't like it, they shouldn't have dragooned me into the job.
Murphy chewed on some Cheerios, scrunched up her nose in thought, and then gave me a shrewd look. You're using Marcone.
I nodded. It's only a matter of time before someone like Lara Wraith tries to push for more power in Chicago. Sooner or later, they'll swamp me in numbers, and we both know SI will always have their hands tied by red tape and politics. If Marcone signs the Accords, he'll have a strong motivation to oppose any incursion, and the means to do so.
But he's going to use his new means to secure his position here even more firmly, Murphy said quietly. Make new allies, probably. Gain new resources.
Yeah, he's using me too, I shook my head. It isn't a perfect solution.
No, Murphy said. It isn't.
But he's the devil we know. Neither of us said anything for several minutes.
Yes, Murphy admitted. He is.
Murphy dropped me off at the hospital and I headed straight for Elaine's room. I found her inside, dressing. She was just pulling a pair of jeans up over strong, slender legs that looked just as good as I remembered. When I opened the door, she spun, thorn wand in hand. I put my hands up and said, "Easy there, gunslinger. I'm not looking for any trouble." Elaine gave me a gentle glare and slipped the wand into a small leather case that clipped to the jeans. She did not look well, but she looked a lot weller than she had the last time I'd seen her. Her face was still quite pale, and her eyes were sunken and bruised, but she moved with brisk purpose for all of that.
"You shouldn't sneak up on people like that," she said.
"If I'd knocked, I might have woken you up."
"If you'd knocked, you'd have missed out on an outside chance of seeing me getting dressed," she shot back.
"Touché." I glanced around and spotted her bag, all packed. My stomach twisted a little in disappointment.
"Shouldn't you be in bed?"
She shook her head.
"Have you ever tried to watch daytime television? I was glad when the set finally blew. I'd lose my mind just lying here.
How are you feeling?"
"A lot better," Elaine said. "Stronger. Which is another reason to leave. I don't want to have a nightmare and have my powers kill some poor grandpa's respirator."
I nodded.
"So, it's back to California?"
"Yes. I've done enough damage for one trip."
I folded my arms and leaned against the door, watching her brush back her hair enough to get it into a tail. She didn't look at me when she asked, "Did you get them?"
"Yeah," I said. She closed her eyes, shivered, and exhaled.
"Okay," she shook her head. "That shouldn't make me feel better. It won't help Anna."
"It will help a lot of other people in the long run," I said.
She abruptly slammed the brush against the rail of the bed, snapping it. "I wasn't here trying to help a lot of other people, damn it."
She glanced down at the brush's handle and seemed to deflate for a moment. She tossed it listlessly into a corner. I went over to her and put a hand on her shoulder.
"This just in, Elaine isn't perfect. News at 11.
She leaned her cheek on my hand.
"You should know," I said. "I got reparations out of the White Court, a wehrguild for their dependents."
She blinked at me.
"How?"
"My boyish charm.
Can you give me contact information for the victims' families? I'll get somebody to get the money to them."
"Yes," she said. "Some of them didn't have any dependents, like Anna."
I grunted and nodded.
"I thought we might use that money to build something."
Elaine frowned at me.
"Oh?"
I nodded. "We use the money. We expand the Ordo, build a network of contacts. A hotline for middle-class practitioners. We contact groups like the Ordo in cities all around the country. We put the word out that if people are in some kind of supernatural fix, they can get word of it onto the network. Maybe if something like this starts happening again, we can hear about it early and stomp on the fire before it grows. We teach self-defense classes.
We help people coordinate, cooperate, support one another. We act. Elaine chewed on her lip and looked up at me uncertainly. We? You said you wanted to help people, I said. This might. What do you think? She stood up, leaned up onto her toes, and kissed me gently on the lips before staring into my eyes, her own very wide and bright. I think, she said quietly, that Anna would have liked that.